your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alex. How much would you pay me to stop singing right now?
A whole lot of money.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Good afternoon.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bond. James Bond. I am looking for Dr. Goodhead.
You just found her.
A woman.
That, of course, being the now late, great Roger Moore as James Bond. Our very own version of James Bond, Mark Dukes, just snuck into the studio behind me and grabbed something that he left behind. It's Dukes.
It was
Mark Dukes.
It was his water off of Wingman. And my first order of business when I turned 26 is to forget to turn my microphone on.
I'm glad that he grabbed that.
What is wrong with me?
If I had gotten thirsty during the program today and I reached down there and grabbed it, I wouldn't even given it a second thought, and I would have taken a pull right off. I think it's water.
It was water.
Well, but clear. It's a clear liquid.
Yeah.
Could be water. It could be something else. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on a Tuesday, the 23rd of May. Great show for you today. We'll catch up with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins. And John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, will be with us tonight at 5 o'clock as well. The Cyclone tailgate tour rolling into Cedar Rapids. And we've got plenty to get to today, including a story that may make you think twice about picking up some food off of the roller station the next time you fill up your car and grab some gas. All that and more. If that's not a reason to stick around with us until 7 o'clock, I don't know what is. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And before we get any further down the road here, yes, it is Alex's 23rd birthday today. Happy birthday, Alex. We'll touch on that.
I appreciate that, and thank you for taking a few years off of what it actually is. Woke up feeling a little old today.
I thought you just said 23.
Well, it is the 23rd, but it's the 26th birthday.
26 years old. My bad. You could be a Dominican baseball prospect. I shaved 3 years off your age.
Exactly. Now,
still not going to help you. 23, 26.
You piqued my interest because to celebrate my 26th birthday, I went to a local gas station and picked up a gas station hot dog. Should I be worried?
Not unless you put something specific on the hot dog.
That is a relief.
Bad news out of the state of California involving gas station food, but that's the hook. I baited the hook and I dropped it in the water. And if you're not going to take that and you're not going to stick around until 7 o'clock, I can't help you. Colonels are in action tonight. They're taking on the Clinton Lumber Kings, as we mentioned. We caught up with Tommy earlier today. You'll hear from him coming up at 5:30 tonight. Also, a story we didn't get to yesterday, but I still think people will find it interesting, especially if you're a baseball fan. Baseball America getting ready for the 2017 Major League Baseball draft. They went back 5 years to the 2012 draft and resurrected their pre-draft predictions. And had the draft gone the way that they had laid it out, things would have been remarkably different for a number of franchises that people in this area follow. And I think it's fun to take a look at this and ask yourself, what if these certain players had been drafted by the organizations Baseball America had them going to? Speaking of baseball, what a tremendous honor for Jake Adams of the University of Iowa baseball team today, named unanimously Big Ten Player of the Year as the conference handed out its postseason awards. Jake joined us on the program last week, single season home run record holder at Iowa now with 24. The Hawkeyes will go into the Big Ten tournament tomorrow night against Maryland. And what a great season that he had. And I my eyebrow went up yesterday because I saw the BTN had a segment where they were asking people who the player of the year in the conference should have been. And I was thinking it should be almost unanimous that Jake Adams would get the vote here. And that's sometimes in this business, and I say this business, I mean TV and radio, you occasionally have to try to stretch a story out where you could normally get to the point in 10 seconds and you have to fill 4 minutes. And so that's what you do. 10 seconds. Who's the player of the year in the Big Ten? Iowa's Jake Adams. Okay, now what are we going to do with the other 3 minutes and 50 seconds? So you got to talk about guys from other schools. But the season, the year that he had, and it may only be maybe his only season in an Iowa uniform, we don't know, I suspect, but we'll wait and see because players have been drafted much higher than somewhere in the first 10 rounds and decided to go back to school. It's just his personal prerogative, but we'll wait and see. It's going to go down as one of the all-time great seasons in not only Iowa history, but I think in Big Ten history. Iowa has only ever had one other player of the year in the Big Ten, and it's not Cal Eldred, it's not Jim Sundberg. Brett Backlund, back in 1992, was a tremendous pitcher for Dwayne Banks' Hawkeyes. Got drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Wound up, the year that he was drafted, I think he made it to AAA. And ultimately, his career wound up getting derailed by arm injuries. And I don't think he ever actually made it to the major leagues. His career stalled out in the minors. But there's a little trivia for you. Iowa's had some really good players. They've only had two Big Ten players of the year, Brett Backlund and now Jake Adams. A couple other players, Nick Gallagher, who was on the program with us yesterday, named a second team All Big Ten. I think Mason McCoy got that honor as well. And Tyler Cropley and Robert Neustrom, also second team All Big Ten. Tyler Cropley, remember at the beginning of the year when Rick Heller told us he was going to bat his catcher?
Had a new leadoff spot.
Got a new leadoff hitter.
Catcher.
And Tyler Cropley had a tremendous season in his first year in Iowa City as well. Of course, Robert Neustrom and Nick Gallagher, pretty much known commodities. And no surprise here, but Nebraska's Darren Erstad, the Huskers, it took them quite a while, but they finally won their first Big Ten baseball title. Remember, the Huskers were going to come into the Big Ten and absolutely dominate, not only in football, but all of the other sports as well. It took them 5 years, but Nebraska takes home a regular season Big Ten championship, and the longtime major leaguer, who's been Nebraska's coach for several years now, gets Coach of the Year honors.
How long has it taken them in football? I kid.
You know.
But no, back to Jake Adams.
They'll get around to it one of these days.
One of these days they will. But back to Jake Adams. I think it's amazing that, and a lot of people aren't talking about this, but Rick Heller brought it up. He's done it through some pretty bad weather this year. The weather hasn't really heated up at all to the point where balls are flying out of Dwayne Banks Field. Despite that, it really doesn't matter what the pitchers, the way they're trying to attack him with off-speed stuff, that hasn't mattered. And also, when I first saw Chris Bryant play at University of San Diego, the thing that struck me was he hit over 30 home runs that year, his junior year, for the Toreros with a BB Corps bat. And that's exactly what Jake Adams is doing. This is not the old aluminum bats that they used to have a few years ago. They have really deadened those bats, and it just, all of those factors haven't mattered at all for Jake Adams. He's had, like you said, one of the greatest seasons in Iowa baseball history.
Can you imagine what he would do with an old school aluminum bat?
Oh, it would be scary.
He'd probably have 35
at
this point in the season. Jerry Ask Investment Services text line available for you, 319-366-1600. If you listen closely to the intro every day, you know that we like to put a little something extra in there leading into the program. You can't necessarily call it an Easter egg because it's not hidden. But today, that was a James Bond clip. We lost Roger Moore, who will go down as one of the greatest James Bonds. Is he the best actor to ever play James Bond? That's the poll question today. It's not just sports here at KGYM, and especially on this program. KGYM's poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. It is an extensive, exhaustive poll question because we included all of the bonds, including George Lazenby. And I realize that that means absolutely nothing to my now 26-year-old co-host, who readily admits he's never seen a James Bond movie in his life.
319-366-1600.
You haven't seen the new ones?
No.
The with Daniel Craig?
No.
Skyfall or anything?
No. This comes up every once in a while. And hey, I will say this. To your credit, when Scott Unash found out of this fact that I've never seen a James Bond movie, he didn't react well to it. He called it blasphemy. But then he told you, and you said, meh, that doesn't surprise me. So you're starting to adjust to my movie ineptitude,
I believe, if you will. Dr. Goodhead, and that was her name, was Moonraker. I believe that's what movie. He was James Bond in seven of the films. And here's the age difference between you and me. And it's not like a tremendous gap. We're not talking you and Duker or anything, but I'm 37. And at one point in my life, I owned all of the James Bond films on VHS cassette. Have you ever even owned a VHS
cassette? Okay. Absolutely. Okay. See, I don't think that...
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
I don't think that your movie taste and the difference between our movie tastes is age. It's just my lack of interest in it.
Look at the text line. Holy cow.
I think it's just my lack of interest in movies. And I'm trying to come around, and Wiggy in Iowa City, I will have to check out a couple of these movies. I'm getting around to it, but I guess I was a deprived kid. And then teenager, because pretty much all my friends that I know that are my age have seen these movies and own these movies. And yes, I still own several VHSs. Haven't used one in a while, though.
3606 says, hell no, Sean Connery all day, every day. Sean Connery, the original Bond. Very hard to go wrong. And the franchise starts off extremely strong because you get Dr. No right off the bat. That was the first Bond movie ever made. And the third film in the series is Goldfinger, which is an iconic part of the Bond canon. And then as the 60s give way to the 70s, and thank God for Roger Moore, because he at least sort of held that franchise together, because it got a little campy and a little over the top. And then you went to Timothy Dalton, and I was never a big Timothy Dalton fan. And then Pierce Brosnan was just okay. The best part of Pierce Brosnan's Bond career, I think you could say, was the fact that GoldenEye gave birth to one of the greatest video games of all time. I don't really remember much about the movie GoldenEye, but I remember sitting in my friend's basement playing GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64 for hours on end.
I also own a Nintendo 64.
You also own a Nintendo 64. Okay, these are the things that we learn about Alex Kuhn here.
NFL Blitz.
On the program. What are the birthday plans tonight? Do you have anything?
I really don't have anything during the week. Just going to go home and get some rest before Lunchbox Heroes tomorrow. I make sure to make all the birthday plans on the weekend so it doesn't affect anything I do on the air from 4 to 7 during the week here at KGYM.
Kurt says he's 44 years old. He's never seen a Bond flick, but he has seen all of the Austin Powers
movies. I have seen all of those as well. Every Austin Powers movie.
And we've got a couple people, including Lou, not into the movies, but playing the video games. Nothing wrong with that.
Now, this might be...
Wiggy says Skyfall's phenomenal.
This might be a dumb question.
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Are the Austin Powers movies kind of a spoof of James Bond? Like, in some ways.
I think that you could probably say that. I think it might be safe to say that they're spoofing, quite possibly, maybe taking some inspiration, maybe just a little bit of, just a tiny,
just
tiny
a
amount of inspiration from the James Bond franchise. Just, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a cut and dried case, but I think you could probably connect the dots there.
8721. Alex, I have never seen Bond movies or Star Wars. So thank you, 8721. I'm not the only one.
Fresh says GoldenEye on 64, the best game. Well, not going to argue with that. See, a guy dies, and he was in a movie, and the movie had a video game, and now that's getting us to talk video games. Not exactly the way that I thought today's program was going to start out of the gate, but that's where we're at, talking about GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64, which will inevitably derail the entire show today, which may or may not include catching up. What did I call it yesterday? I think I gave it a different name today.
Checking back the tape?
No. Nope. Checking in on Tyler? Catching up with Tyler?
Either one.
We've got a lot of people asking a lot of questions about Tyler. And I listened to a little bit of the program today, and we may or may not do that. It all comes back to whether or not there's clearance for this. If there's no clearance, I can't do it. And then I don't have a transcript, and I can't give you the dramatic reading of the snippet from the program. Zach Johnson, by the way, with us today. Not that Zach Johnson. Zach on the other side of the glass, our associate producer. If you missed the announcement yesterday, Kyle Mann will be joining us as our full-time producer in just under 2 weeks. I believe June 5th will be his first day, and that's going to be sort of the official unveiling. Consider what you've been listening to over the last couple weeks here, a soft open. You like that when restaurants do that? The soft open, where we try to iron out the kinks?
It's beta testing is what you called it.
And I did refer to it as beta testing as well, and some people out there are probably saying as long as the soft open involves getting a new host by June 5th. June 5th is pretty close. July 5th will be my anniversary here on the air. So we're coming up, I think, on 7 years.
Wow.
Which is really hard to believe. Someone really should have, well.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go down that road. Cubs almost came from behind last night to beat the Giants at Wrigley Field. Couldn't get the job done. Made a couple roster moves today. We might dive into some baseball. There is basketball to be had tonight as well.
35-30 on the text line. We'll get to the basketball in a second, the Cavs and the Celtics. But he says that you wanted the segment to be called Tuesdays with Tyler.
Tuesdays with Tyler, which is interesting because we now have a segment, possibly a segment called Tuesdays with Tommy, with Colonel's manager Tommy Watkins. I don't know whether we're going to make this work or not, but it's possible that Tommy could be joining us every Tuesday.
That's fine with me. Especially, absolutely during the summer.
3530 also wants to know if former Iowa pitcher Brett Backlund is related to WWE legend Bob Backlund. I don't believe so, but I can get our crack research staff on this. It's 424. We're going to be talking with John Walters at the top of hour number two. We've got Colonel's tickets to give away today, by the way. A chance for you to go see him at Veterans Memorial Stadium sometime next month. Be listening for your chance to win. And when you hear us give the number, 319-366-1600, you can call in and win those tickets. If you were listening to the gym class earlier today, you know that the $100 a day in the month of May has already been given away. Again, congratulations to Josh in Iowa City for collecting that $100.
Only $500
more. Iowa City. Oh, five more days, $500.
Yes, $500 total.
There you go. 424, we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll get you a big board update and more.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by the Fieldhouse on First Avenue Northeast, across from Bed Bath & Beyond and next to Copyworks. Right-hander Pierce Johnson will forever be the answer to a trivia question. Who was the first pitcher drafted by the organization under the Theo Epstein regime? Johnson was the 43rd overall selection in the 2012 MLB draft out of Missouri State, but injuries, including three stints on the disabled list just last season, have plagued his time in the Cubs organization. In order to control the amount of innings Johnson worked, the team shifted him to a bullpen role last season. And through his first 12 outings with the iCubs this year in Des Moines, Johnson was 2-0 with a 3.21 ERA. Those numbers, and a tired bullpen, helped earn Johnson the call to the major leagues last week. It was a short-lived one. Johnson appeared in just one game, making his major league debut last Friday at a rain-soaked Wrigley Field against the Milwaukee Brewers. In that appearance, he allowed two unearned runs in just one inning of work. Now he's back in Des Moines, awaiting the next phone call from Chicago.
A piece of cake. A Sunday morning. ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to KGYM's Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We're here until 7 o'clock. Please remember, tip your servers accordingly. NBA basketball on the way for you tonight. Boston at Cleveland. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals coming up on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. And then on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We will join in progress the Twins and the Orioles tonight, just as we did last night. Twins playing some pretty good baseball right now, and you can catch them all summer long right here on KGYM. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Big day for Iowa first baseman Jake Adams. He was the unanimous selection for the Big Ten's Baseball Player of the Year this season. That makes Adams just the second Hawkeye to ever earn that honor. Pitcher Brett Backlund won the award in 1992. Mason McCoy, Tyler Cropley, Nick Gallagher, and Robert Nystrom all earned spots on the second-team All-Big Ten squad. Nebraska's Darren Erstad was named the Coach of the Year. Iowa could possibly face Erstad and the Huskers in Round 2 of the Big Ten Baseball Tournament. It gets underway tomorrow in Bloomington, Indiana. The Hawkeyes open play against number 4 seed Maryland at 7:30. The Cedar Rapids Colonels got a walk-off home run from Twins prospect Jermaine Palacios last night en route to a 6-3 win over the Clinton Lumber Kings. The blast came almost 1 year to the day since the team's last walk-off homer. It also kept the Colonels atop the Western Division standings heading into tonight's 6:35 game with the Lumber Kings. Left-hander Dominic Carolini IV takes the mound for Game 2 of the four-game set. And the Cyclone Tailgate Tour makes a 5:30 pit stop in Cedar Rapids tonight at the Marriott. The annual tour of the state gives fans a chance to mingle with coaches Matt Campbell, Steve Prohm, and other ISU staff, as well as AD Jamie Pollard. Week 2 of the tour kicked off earlier this morning with a noon stop in Dubuque. Big win for the Colonels last night. Tonight's starting pitcher, Dominic Carolini IV, actually joined us a couple weeks ago at a Lunchbox Hero stop when we were on the campus at Coe College, the new athletics facilities they're building there. It was, I believe, Hector Lujan was also with him. Nice kids. Talked to them a little bit about their time in the Twins organization, both adjusting to their first year of full-season baseball. And not a bad night to get out to the ballpark. It looks a little overcast, and it's kind of chilly, and maybe that's a drop or two of rain I see on the window looking out on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. But all in all, you could be doing worse things than catching a baseball game. And we'll, again, we'll catch up with Tommy Watkins coming up in just a little bit. He'll be on the program with us at 5:30 tonight.
Fresh from Marion, 2697 on the text line, pointing out that Scott Schebler is tied for third in Major League Baseball with 13 home runs. We'll try to get him on the show, but what a great start for Scott.
He has homered, I believe, in three consecutive games for the Reds. And we've had him on the program with us before. I know we talked with Scott after he made his Major League debut with the Dodgers a couple years ago. And we'll reach out. Maybe that will be one of Kyle's first jobs that he can do.
I remember one of the questions that you asked Scott, and I know we have about a minute before we have to hit the bottom of the hour, Sports Center.
Okay.
Was you asked him if that was your he played one game in the major leagues before being sent down. If that was your one game, what are you going to remember about your Major League Baseball experience? And he gave you a good answer, but he said, I really hope that it's not my only game. And it really hasn't been.
He's playing really well right now. I know Mitch Keller is coming up in the Pirates system. You got A.J. Puck, who's a first-round pick of the Oakland A's. It's really great to see a lot of area talent doing so well in professional baseball. And speaking of, 5 years ago, there was a lot of talent in the MLB draft. What if things would have played out the way that Baseball America thought they may? We're going to get into that next.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The spotlight in the NBA tonight. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Cleveland. Cavaliers up 2-1, host the Celtics. Cavs hoping to rebound from the shocking loss in Game 3, one where LeBron James had the fourth worst performance of his postseason career, just 11 points, none in the fourth quarter or overtime. Cleveland up 2-1. Game 4, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Sidney Crosby leads the Penguins against the Senators in Game 6 of the NHL's East Final. With a win, the Pens advance to the Stanley Cup Final for a second straight year and the sixth time in franchise history. Orlando police are investigating the death of 48-year-old Pro Football Hall of Famer Cortez Kennedy. They say there is nothing suspicious at this time. NFL owners voted unanimously to move the Super Bowl in 2021 to Tampa Bay and push Los Angeles' Super Bowl back a year to 2022. Owners also agreed to shorten regular season overtime from 15 to 10 minutes. The league's relaxing player celebration will now allow players to use the football as a prop, celebrate as a group, and roll around on the ground if they choose.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Timing is everything. And right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 1.9% APR financing on select Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles. So you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
When you test drive a car, you drive it maybe a few miles. CarQuest Platinum brakes are vehicle tested over 1 million miles. Overkill? Maybe. But would you want your brakes tested any less? CarQuest Platinum brakes, tested to ensure superior stopping performance over the competition. Right now, save up to $30 by mail on CarQuest Platinum professional brake pads and two CarQuest rotors. Only at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest Auto Parts. Ends 5/31/17. $15 per axle. See store for details.
It's 4:34. Welcome back to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM 106.3 FM in Iowa City, where we will be on Friday. Details on that to come shortly. 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on the historic main gym frequency of 1600 AM. You can even find us online at kgymradio.com. The poll question today getting quite a bit of traction, And we want to know who played the best James Bond. We give you the choices from Sean Connery all the way through Daniel Craig. And right now, very tight voting between Sean Connery and the late Roger Moore, who passed away today. And that's why the poll question has to do with James Bond movies and not necessarily sports. And if you have an opinion about that, I'm sure you'll be sharing it with us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, which, by the way, is 319-366-1600. And before you type who cares, please keep in the back of your mind that by doing that, you care enough to type that text and send it, which means you care. So be cognizant of that. You care enough about not caring to send a text to the show. Thanks for listening. 366-1600. We may dive in to best Bonds later on in the program, and I guess you could bring in Barry Bonds, Gary okay. U.S. Bonds. There are probably some other choices that you could go. Barry's brother played for the Waterloo Diamonds back in the day in the Midwest League when they were a Class A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Bobby Bonds II, he was not very good. But before we move on, let's talk to our own international man of mystery. Sonny in Iowa City wants to talk about James Bond. Sonny, Alex asked me if the Austin Powers movies may have been cribbed a little bit from James. Do you think?
That is a shocking development from Detective Coon over there.
Investigation Coon, I do what I can, Sonny.
Yeah, we might have to look into that. No, James Bond, just an enormous part of my upbringing. The person that got me into James Bond and loved the movies the most was my mother. She was raised from a British family. Her mother, my grandmother, was a war bride over from England, and James Bond was a huge part of my life. And my favorite James Bond is definitely not going to be at the top. It was Pierce Brosnan, because GoldenEye just came out right in my wheelhouse in high school. I still think it's the best Bond movie. It was amazing, a fabulous reboot to the franchise. So Pierce Brosnan was always the perfect James Bond to me. He wasn't as ripped as the new guys, but you know, he just was suave. He always had the right answers, and he was just there in all situations.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. You can follow him. Sonny is our Kyle Schwarber. He bats leadoff for us. 319-366-1600. And it was a good reboot, GoldenEye. It breathed a little life into the franchise, which had sort of grown stale. And there had not been a new Bond movie for, I think there was about a 6 or 7 year gap between License to Kill and GoldenEye. License to Kill being Timothy Dalton's final foray as Bond. And then Pierce Brosnan came along, and he was just okay. He's no Remington Steele, if you know what I mean. And then the dust-up over Daniel Craig, who didn't really fit that traditional dark-haired James Bond role. But Daniel Craig has been okay. I've seen the new ones. They were okay. Skyfall was decent. I have not seen Spectre yet, and it's on my list of things to do. But Roger Moore passing away today, if not the best James Bonds, although most people will say Sean Connery, because it's really hard when you establish the role and you do what Sean Connery did through the first handful of films, I think he 5 or 6, if I recall correctly, it sort of etches in your mind, okay, Sean Connery is James Bond. And Connery was a hell of a Bond. And it helps that those movies were tremendous right out of the chute. Dr. No, From Russia with Love, and Goldfinger are really good. And then the fourth movie, Thunderball, is okay. And then you get into You Only Live Twice, which introduces one of the best Bond villains of all time. And then we take a 60-second timeout for George Lazenby. Yeah. 319-366-1600. Sometimes you talk about things in this program, you don't know whether or not it's going to gain any traction or not. But yesterday I brought this up, and then we never got to it. And it was one of the first things that Mark Duke said to me today, which is really telling because most of my coworkers don't even speak to me because I'm not that popular in the building. But Mark came into the office today and he goes, I thought you guys were going to do that yesterday, because he saw on the board that I had the 2012 draft written down. And I said, we were going to, and then my brain just was all over the place. And we had a lot of stuff going on yesterday on a Monday edition of the program. And I just sort of, okay, push it, push it, push it, and never got to it. Baseball America went back and republished the mock draft that it did heading into the 2012 Major League Baseball draft, in which Carlos Correa, who I think we can all agree is a superstar player for the Houston Astros, went number one overall, and Byron Buxton was selected second by the Minnesota Twins. And I, as I was looking at this and I was reading it, I thought, this is really interesting to a number of people who would be listening to the program who are baseball fans, because there are some really, now in hindsight, 5 years later, some tremendous selections for not just the Chicago Cubs, but other area teams. And had Baseball America been in charge of the 2015 draft, perhaps the future of a lot of organizations in the Midwest, in the AL and NL Central, would have been vastly different. Now, you know me, I'm not a huge mock draft guy, and I don't pay too much attention, especially to the MLB mock drafts, because they tend to be really off the wall.
Worse than the NFL?
Much worse than the NFL, because all it takes is one team to get really high on a kid who's a second-round, third-round talent or something, and then the first round's completely thrown off. But Baseball America, and this all starts with the premise that Mark Appel goes number one overall to the Houston Astros, which did not happen. He went drafted much later in the first round with the eighth overall pick to the Pirates and didn't sign, and the Astros wound up drafting him again the following year. So it's important to remember the premise here is that Mark Appel is the first pick in the draft, because that sets in motion everything here. So when you take a look at things, they actually, for the most part, with the exception of that top pick, had nailed things. But they had Mark Appel going to the Astros, and then the Twins taking Byron Buxton. The Mariners had the third pick that year, and they drafted Mike Zunino out of Florida, who's still with them and actually was just recalled from AAA the other day. The Orioles selected Kevin Gausman at number four. He is still with Baltimore. And Kyle Zimmer went to Kansas City at number five. Zimmer out of the University of San Francisco was arguably one of the best right-handed pitchers in the college game that year, along with Appel and Gausman. The Chicago Cubs had the number six pick in the 2012 MLB draft. Do you remember who they took with it? He's currently on the Major League roster for the Cubs.
Sixth overall pick. Was that Javier Baez?
No. Baez would have been the previous year. This was Albert Elmora.
Albert Elmora.
Okay. At the time, a high school player, very decorated, had a ton of Team USA experience. I think he was on the 16 and under team, the 18 and under team. Baseball America projected that the Cubs, with the sixth overall pick in the 2012 draft, would take Carlos Correa.
The sixth overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up going number one, Mark Appel.
He wound up
falls.
Going number one because the Astros decided if they took Correa number one overall, it would give them a little bit more money to play with later in the draft. And they wound up taking guys like Lance McCullers, who's in this was projected to be a first round talent. He slipped all the way, if I remember correctly, into the third round. And so by taking Correa number one overall, they got a really good talent but they also saved some money because Correa wasn't a consensus number one overall pick. It was Appel or Buxton for the most part.
And then that next year, Appel was not a consensus number one pick, but he was up near the top with Jonathan Gray, right? Now, I'm trying to get my timeline right.
Yes, Appel, okay. And then Gray, and then the Cubs took somebody named Chris Bryant, and I'm not sure what happened to him after that. Almora, by the way, in the mock draft that Baseball America did 5 years ago, goes to the Marlins at number nine. Courtney Hawkins, who was drafted by the Chicago White Sox in 2012, winds up not being available to them in this particular mock draft because they assigned him to the Colorado Rockies with the 10th overall pick. The White Sox picked 13th in 2012, and Baseball America had them taking Michael Wacha.
That's right, who fell that year, went 19th to the Cardinals.
Michael Wacha out of Texas A&M, which, when you think about it, that alters the St. Louis Cardinals'
yes,
future.
Completely.
Because Wacha comes up as a rookie and pitches extremely well for them and helps lead them into the postseason.
Helps was their number one pitcher in the World Series against the Boston Red Sox that year. And he took a little bit of a step back the years after. He's kind of returning to form a little bit. But without Michael Wacha in that postseason where they made a run all the way to the World Series before falling to the Boston Red Sox, that would have completely change that team. That would have been 2012.
The Cardinals wind up at number 19, the pick that they got from the Angels for signing Albert Pujols is the selection that they took Michael Wacha with, which wound up being a tremendous use of that pick. Baseball America had them taking Richie Schaefer, who wound up being a Tampa Bay selection. But a couple other names of note here: Joey Gallo, who's made a name for himself with the Texas Rangers, was projected as the 22nd overall pick to the Blue Jays that year. And the real eye-opener is Stephen Piscotty, by the way, went to the Milwaukee Brewers at number 27, which again would alter another NL Central team. Piscotty winds up with the St. Louis Cardinals. But what really alters history here is the Oakland Athletics, with the number 11 pick in the draft, took Addison Russell. And then 2 years later, they deal Russell to the Cubs. Russell is still available in this mock draft that Baseball America did because the Athletics selected Lance McCullers Jr., who ultimately fell out of the first round. But they're projecting on talent and where guys should go. Imagine Addison Russell as a New York Yankee. They had Russell as the 30th selection going to the Yankees. So you've got Carlos Correa as a member of the Chicago Cubs, Addison Russell as a New York Yankee, and Michael Wacha wearing pinstripes on the south side of Chicago.
That would completely change the league as we know it right now.
I'm not a huge fan of revisionist history, but when I saw that and I thought, okay, Russell to the Yankees, Correa to the Cubs, and how that would have maybe thrown everything off, I don't know.
Now, was this exercise done just strictly because of how talent-laden this draft was by Baseball America? Is that the point of it?
They typically do this every year, where they go 5 years. 5 years is a good amount of time because it gives high school kids enough time to develop, and the college guys have usually either fizzled out or made a name for themselves in the majors. So they tend to look 5 years back. And it just so happens that the 2012 draft was probably one of the most talent-laden drafts in at least the last 10 or 15 years. And so that helps make this interesting too. If you're looking a couple years ago and there's not much talent out there and you go, okay, who are those guys? No big deal. And it was just the way that things wound up lining up. Like Wacha to the White Sox, instead of going to some other random team, he goes to another team that people here in the area like to follow. More names from that draft: Marcus Stroman, who's established himself as a frontline starter with the Blue Jays. He was available in that draft. We mentioned Joey Gallo, Stephen Piscotty.
Jose Berríos.
Jose Berríos actually winds up going to the Minnesota Twins as a supplemental first-round pick. He was available, did not get taken anywhere in the first round in either the mock draft or in the real draft. Berríos, by the way, could possibly be the Twins' ace in the hole. It's looking very, very good. Sometimes it takes it. Look, they did this with Mike Trout. The Angels did. Trout came up to the major leagues and fell flat on his face and then went back the next year, started at AAA Salt Lake, and came up on April 30th and has gone bananas ever since. To the point, and I saw this yesterday on Twitter, since 2006, my apologies, since 2006, Mike Trout is fifth in Major League Baseball among position players in WAR, which is wins above replacement. And in 2006, he was in middle school. I mean, his Major League career didn't start until 2011. It's just mind-blowing how good Mike Trout is, a once-in-a-generation guy, and he spent the better part of half a year here in Cedar Rapids. It's 4:51. We'll shift away from the baseball talk ever momentarily. We'll talk with John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, coming up in about 10 minutes. Tommy Watkins is with us at the bottom of hour number two. Colonels are in action tonight, taking on the Clinton Lumber Kings, and more James Bond thoughts as well as we recognize the passing of Roger Moore, one of the best James Bonds ever. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM, back after this.
All right, Dean, time for your annual review.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Okay.
Buy me some cheese curds and ice cold drafts.
Yeah, well, your lunches go pretty long.
I'm in need of sunshine, not a chat.
This is mandatory.
I want epic innings, not balance sheets.
Okay, I get it. Well, enjoy. And have a hot dog for me.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. Single game tickets are on sale now at twinsbaseball.com.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash, now $3.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Bring out your vehicle's shine with Meguiar's Car Wash, now $3.99 during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah, I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on, though, with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Wait, Grin. So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back. The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. Celebrating Alex's 26th birthday today. We may do something for Alex.
Do we have virtual cake?
We have virtual cake because there's no actual cake.
I was thinking about buying a piece of cake at lunch. Never got around to it. I got a cookie instead.
Could there possibly be anything sadder than someone buying their own birthday cake?
But it wasn't a full birthday cake. It was just a little slice.
Right, but still a slice. But having to
cake
buy your own birthday cake.
I wouldn't say that it was birthday
Would
cake.
Would you have put a candle in it? That's the question.
No.
Okay.
And definitely not 26 of them. If I were to buy my own birthday cake, yes, that would be pretty sad.
All right. Are the parents coming up? Are they driving up to take you out to dinner or anything? Or
no,
you,
I think they'll come up
this weekend?
Week or two. I'm actually heading down to Memphis this weekend, so I'll see I don't know if the family's going to be there, but the younger brother will be there.
You've spent almost as much time in Memphis as John Calipari did back in the day.
Yeah, he didn't spend much time there. He was constantly other places.
And then wasn't there anymore.
I don't want to get into that.
Let's get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Iowa baseball player Jake Adams named the unanimous player of the year in the Big Ten today. It makes Adams just the second Hawkeye to ever earn that honor. Pitcher Brett Backlund won the award in 1992. Mason McCoy, Tyler Cropley, Nick Gallagher, and Robert Nystrom all earned spots on the second team All-Big Ten roster. Nebraska's Darren Erstad was named the Coach of the Year. The Hawkeyes may wind up facing Erstad and the Huskers in round two of the Big Ten tournament. It gets underway tomorrow. They open play as the number 5 seed, taking on number 4 seeded Maryland at 7:30. The Cedar Rapids Colonels got a walk-off home run from Minnesota Twins prospect Jermaine Palacios last night en route to a 6-3 win over the Clinton Lumber Kings. The blast came almost 1 year to the day since the team's last walk-off home run. It also kept the Colonels atop the Western Division standings in the Midwest League as they head into tonight's 6:35 meeting with the Lumber Kings. It'll be left-hander Dominic Carlini IV on the mound in Game 2 of the 4-game series. And the Cyclone Tailgate Tour makes a 5:30 pit stop in Cedar Rapids tonight at the Cedar Rapids Marriott. The annual tour of the state gives fans a chance to mingle with coaches like Matt Campbell and Steve Prohm, as well as ISU AD Jamie Pollard. They kicked off week 2 of the tour today at noon in Dubuque. They also stopped at the Field of Dreams. Some interesting video of Steve Prohm and Matt Campbell playing catch in Dyersville today. The note about the Colonels and the walk-off home run last night, their last walk-off home run was on this day in 2016. So almost to the day. Xander Wheel walked one off last year. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. We're going to be talking with the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. He'll join us next as the bus is making its way to Cedar Rapids. They may actually be here by now. The event starts at 5:30 tonight at the Marriott if any Cyclone fans are interested in going. John Walters joins us next here on KGYM.
The 4,000 ASE-certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you 0 to 60 may throw your hair back, but 60 to 0 will save your life. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $60 off instantly per axle on a standard or lifetime brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid May 1st through May 31st. Most vehicles per axle. $60 instant per axle discount reflected in point of sale. Not to be combined with any other offer on same product. No cash value. Offer void or prohibited. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're an entrepreneur, you have better things to do than reapply for funding every time you need capital. With Cabbage, you can be approved for a line of credit of up to $150,000, not just a one-time loan. Withdraw from your line anytime you need funds and only pay for what you take. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 businesses with more than $3 billion in funding. Go to cabbage.com/radio or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, KABBAGE.com/radio.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not so subtle way of saying head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4.